time now for our already Monday morning conversation. And as promised, Commander Jeremy Gunther, the American Legion commander, post number 46 in Merrill, is my guest here this morning. And Jeremy, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you for having me, Jeff.
Jeremy, first of all, post number 46, American Legion Hall in Merrill. Tell us a little bit about the post and what you guys all do and what you're about down there.
Okay, so I'll start off by saying we are currently going through a little bit of a revitalization where we are, you know, actively trying not so much to rebrand, but just reintroduce ourselves to the community and get more involved. Our motto down here is our focus is veterans, but our concern is community. We want to be able to bring veterans together, but then get them out in the community, offer them a chance to volunteer, get out of their house, in some cases get out of the assisted living homes down here, and kind of just enjoy life while imparting some wisdom and inspiration to the general community.
That sounds like a very, very noble task, Jeremy. And these days it's getting harder and harder to pull that off because of dwindling numbers. And so let's talk a little bit about that, because I've heard the same thing here in the Tomahawk area. Why are our veterans organizations experiencing lower numbers these days? Any ideas?
I wish, Jeff, it was as easy as to say it was COVID, but that's not the case. That has played an impact, because obviously when there was that big lull in getting together and things shifted to technology, a lot of our elder veterans just are not technologically savvy, and honestly, they aren't going to invest the time to do that. We do have meetings going via Zoom with some of our organizations, but again, the attendance on that, even though we're trying to reach out into the household, it's maybe one or two individuals who feel comfortable on that media platform. We did a recent briefing at one of our Saturday coffees that we hold here, and pretty much across the board, the average age for every veteran service organization, whether that be VAV, AMVETS, the VFW, the American Legion, is roughly 67 to 70 years old.
Wow.
And then we also note that our honor guards, the age of our average honor guard is up in the 70s. So we can immediately just take that snapshot and kind of identify the generational gap. So what we have and what we're identifying is just the, I don't know if it would be social stigmas and or just the way things change over generations. We just spent 20 years in a conflict in the Middle East that, you know, everybody is aware of, and we have a vast number of veterans that were reintroduced into society who aren't necessarily looking to go to a social function with bingo and sitting around a bar and kind of, you know, shooting a conversation. Mm-hmm. They're younger. They're in the workforce. They have school-age children. They have a lot going on. They're more looking for something where the whole family can come in. The kids have something to do. The spouses have something to do. There's opportunities in the school to get out and volunteer. And really, the biggest thing we hear is they cannot afford, I hate to say it, but to waste time. So yeah, they can't afford to just come into a meeting and really not have anything positive, productive, or tangible come out of it. So, we're really trying to target the younger generation by kind of bringing ourselves up to speed on means of communication, means of interaction, and really just our ability to communicate the message and what these organizations provide to that younger group of veterans while also not alienating our current members. That is super important, because we don't want to make one group feel obsolete as we bring in a new group. That's not the intent. Everybody's a veteran. It's just a matter of making sure we can all get together and actually converse as opposed to just sit here and hope that things change.
Yeah, sounds like a delicate balancing act, Jeremy, if you ask me. Now, knowing that the same situation exists here, American Legion, VFW, I want to back up just a little bit here, Jeremy. Back in the day when the majority of the members that are there right now, did they join these organizations right away after coming back, or did it take them a little bit while to join before after they came back home and they were settled in? Has there always been that kind of a space and time, or is this a new phenomenon for these groups?
I can only speak, Jeff, to what I'm seeing. I do believe, just having been a part of multiple of those organizations in different states as I've traveled, I do think overall involvement and participation has declined. I don't think there was as many issues prior to the, 2000s, because the heavy hitters and the majority of these organizations were the World War II and Korean veterans.
Right.
And, they are notorious for being absolutely fantastic fundraisers, absolutely fantastic just out in the community. So naturally what we've seen as they've passed away and we've gotten further from that conflict, the numbers are going down. We have a ton of Vietnam veterans. But again, I remember when I was a kid, the World War II veterans were, in their 60s and everything like that. Now we're looking at our Vietnam veterans. They're in their 70s in some cases. So they've essentially replaced the World War II veterans. And now we're looking for this younger generation that is just much different just because of how they were raised and access to technology to kind of step in and start to bolster the ranks of the individuals we have there. So a little bit of an ebb and flow, but it's been pretty steady up until this generation. I don't remember the first thing you said there, but I did have a good point that I'm hoping I can recall.
Yeah, just the fact that when people come back from serving our country, whether it was during wartime or not, oftentimes they just need a little bit of a breather. They don't want to. Some people need to have that structure and they want to get right back into it. Others just want a little bit of a break. So I'm just curious, since the stuff that's been happening in the Middle East, the guys that have come home most recently, maybe they're still taking that little break. They're still settling in with their families, like you had talked about earlier. So it's just a matter of time before they bring themselves around to becoming part of these organizations. Do you think that's part of this at all?
I absolutely do. So that is a fantastic point. Thank you for bringing that back up. There is good things that happen in your transition out of the military, but I will say there are a lot of gaps and questions left unanswered as you exit the military and re-enter civilian life. You are left with more questions than answers, and you are often contemplating, what do you do next? I just retired in 2024 after 20 years in the Navy, and still 2 years later, sometimes I'm trying to figure out what I'm supposed to do with the day and why, it's not already planned out and a clear objective, and I get very frustrated when things aren't going a certain way. So yes, I can understand that, where we do have veterans who've entered the community and they kind of want that break. I think what we need to target and what we're trying to target is, not so much come here and we immediately ask you to volunteer, we immediately ask you to fundraise, we immediately try to task you to do something, but that hopefully we can get you in the door and say, we should be your first step when you need to communicate with the VA. We should be able to offer you services. If you're having an issue financially, we should be able to sit down and come up with a plan amongst ourselves to try to steer you in the right direction. If you need something, we probably have a program. So I think what we want to steer ourselves more to, and hopefully this helps with the younger generation, is that, we're not asking for you to come volunteer copious amounts of time because we know you don't have it. But if you have a question, if you need something, or frankly, if you're just looking to kind of step back and take a deep breath, because it can be overwhelming rejoining society, that, hey, we're here for you. So come on in when you can. If you need to blow off some steam, we're here. If you need some resources, we're here. If you have questions, we're here. I think if we can steer it towards that, that'll help greatly with the numbers.
Wow. First of all, Jeremy, 22-year career sailor, thank you for your service and all you've given to our country. Saying that, first of all. But second of all, Jeremy, I believe that everything happens for a reason. There's a reason you're talking with me on the radio this morning, and I want to make the most of this opportunity of us talking together, because I would hate to see, just because we don't have the numbers that we would like to see, I would hate to see the good things that all these organizations do to all of our, for all of our veterans. I don't know. I haven't been a lot of different places in this country, but I can tell you this. I've been in the Northwoods, and I've been in Wisconsin my whole life, been in the Northwoods my whole adult life, and I have not seen any lack of support for our veterans organizations among the regular folks around here. So I hope you all are feeling that support from the rest of us.
We certainly are. Jeff, I can tell you, I first came up here in 2006. My wife is a hometown Merrill girl, and she just retired from the Navy after 20 years herself. last year, but I fell in love with the Northwoods back in 2006. It is the most hospitable and friendly place I have seen in the country, and I'm glad to now call it my permanent home. There is a ton of support for veterans and just a great heart for volunteerism, so I couldn't agree more with you there.
So the events that are planned here coming right up, we're going to get to these specific events, but Jeremy, let me just ask a real pointed question here. Are we literally in jeopardy of losing some of these organizations for lack of participation? Have we come to that almost breaking point yet? And how close are we if we haven't got there yet?
So losing the organizations, Jeff, I would say no. Now we are at risk, and we have seen where posts are closing. So, you know, Lord willing, that doesn't happen in Merrill here, but in our American Legion District, District 11, which is primarily, I think it's 11 counties in the Northwoods, we have had posts had to close because they just didn't have the numbers. So with that, in that community, you're losing access to scholarships, volunteer efforts, you know, any kind of awards programs that the Legion has. So yes, we are seeing individual posts close amongst the organizations throughout the country. I hate to say it in some ways, I think the organizations as a whole are too big to fail at the national level, but we will see potentially them disappear locally, which again has a huge impact on the community because they offer a ton of programs. And just looking at the community, I know they probably wouldn't feel too good if they had to say, you know, like, hey, the American Legion closed here, the VFW closed here, because we just didn't have the means. So. Nationally, I don't think we're going to lose them. They're going to be around a while because they do advocate for veterans' interests and concerns in the in the halls of the government. Locally, I think the on the ground where they're interacting with the community and giving veterans an opportunity to still serve, we are at a risk of losing some posts there. Yes.
So for those of us who are not in the military, for whatever the reasons are, for those of us who did not serve, how can we help? How can we make this continue on? What can we do? Is there anything that we can do from the outside looking in perspective, Jeremy? What can we do? Tell us.
Wow, that's a good one, Jeff. so there is. Again, it's kind of what we're already doing with support. This okay. community, the greater Northwoods area, is fantastic when it comes to support. But also, just if you're aware of a veteran, there are some veterans who they served, they just still have that kind of, I don't feel like, I'm qualified for that, or I don't know if I should do that. Just gentle encouragement. Like I say, our focus is we're really trying to get out in the community and go back to that kind of old school thing of having fun and just a bunch of laughter and camaraderie between the veterans and the community. Just to kind of help encourage them, maybe if you have a family member, maybe to reach out and see about it. I think that's probably the best thing outside of the enormous support that the communities already provide, just, through volunteering themselves or fundraising and the things that they provide. It's again, just, maybe helping steer some relatives or some shut-ins that to maybe seek to get involved and get some support from their fellow veterans.
I'm going to throw this out here, Jeremy. I hope it's appropriate. If not, I'll apologize in advance. But I want to call on all the veterans that might be listening right now that are not involved with one of these organizations, the American Legion, the VFW, or any others for that matter. I'm going to call on those veterans who answered the call of their country already. And they've already served, and they've done their level best to serve at their highest manner that they can possibly do it. Well, we're calling them again. Because we don't want to lose these organizations for all the people that is. Jeremy, I don't know a lot in life, but I know that these organizations are lifelines for a lot of men and women, and I would hate to see that lifeline go away. So we're putting out the call to all that have served already. Guys, gals, we need you again.
Well said, Jeff. I appreciate that.
So with that in mind, there's a way that we can all get together and celebrate our veterans and see if we can get some more enthusiasm going for these organizations. The Lincoln County Veterans Council's summer picnic is coming up, and you're worried about losing that, I would assume, and you'd like to see this go on. So give us some particulars about this get-together, Jeremy.
Okay, well, first, real quick, Jeff, let me explain what the Lincoln County Veterans Council is.
Okay.
Pretty self-explanatory. It's Lincoln County, but kind of all the organizations we talked about, it is a unofficial, informal, yet formal group that all those organizations come together. So you have the American Legion here in Merrill, the Legion Post and its auxiliary up in Tomahawk, the VFW and its auxiliary here in Merrill, VFW and its auxiliary up in Tomahawk, the Marlin Post, DAV Chapter 29, AMVETS Post 2000, and Coffee Conversation. All the organizations that call Lincoln County Veterans Council, or excuse me, Lincoln County home, they get together a couple times a year, and we just kind of talk about, hey, what do you have going on? What do I have going on? Okay, let's not step on each other's toes. What can we do moving forward to kind of publicize and, you know, bring attention to our organization? So that is the Lincoln County Veterans Council. Once a year, they have a summer picnic, and kind of like we talked about earlier, that picnic has been getting less and less attendance every year. So we wanted to try to revitalize that this year. So it's normally held at the end of the year, or end of the summer, excuse me. We decided let's pull it to the beginning of summer. Maybe our veterans are a little tired and wore out at the end of summer, so let's try to get them to kick their summer off. And we're targeting that younger generation, that workforce age veteran that may have school age children. That's why we're calling it a family fair. So on Sunday, June 28th, from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Northwoods Veterans Post, 601 Johnson Street here in Merrill, we are hosting the Lincoln County Veterans Council Summer Picnic and Family Fair. There will be food, brats, burgers, hot dogs, potato salad, all the good stuff. That will be free to veterans and their guests. We're going to have a DJ. One of our members of the post here, American Legion Post 46, is a DJ. He's going to be down here. We have ice cream from the grandstand. They're going to have their mobile ice cream. It's little golf cart thing out here. It's going to be great. We've got bounce house, balloon animals, face paint, volleyball horseshoes. We'll do raffle baskets. We're actually giving away an electric guitar. A couple other things. We're going to actually, kind of targeting what you said, Jeff, we're actually going to give away some memberships to the American Legion for qualifying members. So, you know, if someone's been unsure, but they come out to get some food, and, hey, you know, they have a DD-214 and they served honorably, we're going to pay for your first year and give you a chance to see what we're about. We're going to do that for two veterans if they're willing. Give you a chance to see what we're about, how you can get involved if you want to. And then at the end of the year, you'll have a decision of whether or not you want to stay affiliated. But, you know, that's one thing we're doing. Big thing also is we're going to have Operation Horses Heel out. Now, they are equine therapy group that targets veterans. So they're going to have two miniature horses and two miniature donkeys out here. And their goal is to try to connect to veterans who are struggling, maybe suffering, just suffering. They want to try to start to get them help and to open up through therapy using horses, donkeys, and other equine means. So we're going to have four animals on site, and we're going to build a little buffer zone between, you know, the kids' festivities and stuff, so that hopefully if there is a veteran in need or considering getting help, this is a great first step. They'll be able to kind of go over towards the wood line, out of sight, out of mind, and start to talk to these people and maybe start to work with the animals. So we think that's fantastic. The big ticket item, why we targeted June 28th, is because we had a guaranteed event going on in the sense that the American Legion Riders, it's an entire state organization, they do a three-day cruise for cause where they drive around the state to different American Legion posts to raise money. We are the second-to-last stop on the three-day cruise. They're going to be in Merrill for 45 minutes to an hour, starting at 2:40. So we are looking at 80 to 100 bikes showing up in a grand formation at the post with over 100 riders and guests. So right then and there, we're going to have a motorcycle show coming to town. We've got a couple awards we're going to give out just to thank them, but we have all this stuff going on, and the goal really is to just give veterans and their family an opportunity to come out, get some free food, see the programs that are out there, see that, you know, we can have fun. It's not just, you know, I hate to say it, but old guys sitting around a bar. Yeah. You know, we can have fun as a family, and there are a lot of opportunities. And I would like to say also, so we are targeting veterans 100%, but the public is 100% welcome to come to this. We talk about a lot down here. We have this beautiful facility, the Northwoods Veterans Post, and yes, it was designed for veterans, but it wouldn't be here without the community. The fundraising and effort that the general community and public put into that place, it's undeniable. So we would be remiss if something like this, and again, back to your question of how do you support, you know, just the general public, I think it's on us to welcome you in. So please feel free to, anybody and everybody, please feel free to come show up to this event. We are asking for a $2.50 in celebration of the 250th anniversary, you know, in-kind donation if you're coming, just to help kind of offset some of the costs, because everything, like I said, will be free for veterans and their guests. No reservation is required. We would appreciate an RSVP if that is possible, and you can just send that to AmericanLegionMerrill@gmail.com. I'll be the one getting that, and I'll respond right back to you that we got it. All I'd ask you include is the number and whether or not there's veterans in the group. So that's what we're trying to do this Sunday coming up, to try to kind of revitalize this and get everything going. We got a huge weekend following that with the 250th anniversary. We're going to even unveil a parade float that the Legion put together with our theme is going to be Washington crossing the Wisconsin. You'll see us up in Tomahawk for that. We'll be in the parade, but really just trying to bring that family atmosphere and that camaraderie back together and, you know, out in the open, so people are really feeling like getting together and, you know, spending time with one another and helping each other out.
My wife's second son is a Marine, and we've been encouraging him to get involved with some of these outfits. He's down in Wausau. And so I tell you what, if you can consider this my official RSVP, so put me down for two on Sunday, and I can't wait to meet you, Jeremy.
Outstanding. We even have some Marine Corps vintage signs from UFTA before they closed down down south that we'll be giving away, still in the wrapper. So maybe you can enter the raffle for him for those.
And we'll let him know what's going on. He might be there too.
Outstanding. Thank you, Jeff.
Jeremy Gunther, Commander of Post 46 of the American Legion here in Lincoln County. Jeremy, again, appreciate your service to our country. Appreciate what you're doing here to keep this all alive. And any time that we can help here at the Big Q, please include us. Let us know. We'll do what we can, okay?
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Absolutely. That's Jeremy Gunther here with me this morning. Really, really appreciate this conversation. And let's fill that place on Sunday, June 28th, this Sunday, 1 till 5 at the Northwoods Veteran Post. It's on Johnson Street in Merrill. Good stuff to eat. Bring the family. Let's pack that place full on Sunday, okay?